You're welcome back to Morning Ireland. Well, the big day is almost here. Standing outside the bar. Standing outside the bar. Life is not tried, it is merely survived if you're standing outside the bar. And there he is, the day he and we have waited for 25 years. Garth Brooks back in Ireland, big stadium, performing all the hits in front of 80,000 people, five times. It all starts on Friday in Croke Park. Promoter Peter Aiken joins us now. Peter, what can fans expect?
Oh, it's going to be spectacular. It's a custom-built stage just for Croke Park. And I was there last night when it was all lit up, and it really does. It looks spectacular. I think it's going to live up to everyone's expectations, you know.
Are you allowed to tell us what it looks like?
It's spectacular.
Because I don't think Garth Brooks himself, well, I'm not sure that he has actually seen it yet, has he?
No, he hasn't seen it yet. He'll see it in the next 24 hours.
Oh my goodness, so he's flying in the next day?
In the next day or so, he'll be here, yeah.
And how is he?
Oh, he's very excited about it. You know, I mean, it's been 8 years we've been talking about this, you know, backwards and forwards and meeting up and talking, you know, and at one time it didn't look like we'd ever be able to put it together. And now it's reality and it's hard to believe, really, you know, after all the stuff that went on, you know.
And it's the big stadium tour, isn't it?
Yeah.
The big stadium concert that he thrives in.
He does, yeah. But he's also done a run in Las Vegas where he's playing to 1,000 people a night. So, you know, doing solo stuff, so he can do it both ways. And he's done the big arena tour, and then he did the stadium tour. So he's been on the road for nearly 3 years with this stadium tour. So this brings it all to a conclusion this weekend. You know, it was supposed to originally, the stadium tour was supposed to start really in Ireland, and now it's going to finish in Ireland. You know, there was a two and a half year break for the COVID, so it's been a long time talking about it. You know,
absolutely right. Do we have time to talk about what really happened 8 years ago?
It'd take too long.
You get asked that a lot, don't you?
An awful lot, every day. Not every day, but at the start I was asked nearly every day about it. God, it's pretty traumatic at times, you know.
I can well imagine. So five times this weekend, and then a break, and then back next weekend as well. 80,000 people every night, is it, Peter?
Yeah, every night.
400,000 people, it's extraordinary. And are most of them from outside of Dublin?
Yeah, but that's the big thing is that, like, when we had Springsteen or the Stones, when we had them in Croke Park, over 50% of our audience were from the greater Dublin area, and this time it's around 18% are from Dublin, so they're coming from everywhere. You know, there's, like, when you look at a county like Monaghan, there's 18,000 people coming from Monaghan alone, and I think there's 26,000 coming from Tyrone, so that gives you an idea of where they're coming from, you know.
Absolutely brilliant. So you can finally then maybe lay those ghosts from 8 years ago to rest.
Yeah, I hope so. All going well.
Exactly. Well. And you're telling people just to plan their travel.
Plan their travel. You know, like I imagine the traffic is going to be very busy, you know. So if you think it's going to take you 2 hours to get there, I would recommend taking 3 hours to get there. The doors will be open at 5 o'clock. There's plenty of facilities in Croke Park. It's a very modern stadium. And he'll be on stage at 7:30. So give yourself plenty of time to enjoy the day. It's going to be a very special event. I think it's going to be a little bit more than a concert. It's really going to be a spectacular event. And I think Garth's going to really deliver, you know.
Absolutely. Well, look, enjoy it all. Thanks a million for talking
to us. Thanks very much.
Promoter Peter Aiken. It's a minute to nine.